Good afternoon, everyone. It's about 5:30 here in the afternoon on the 25th of October. It's Monday. And this is going to be the final part on my discussion of the Ark and the Dove. I'm going to kind of do a broad sweep today because it got to be a longer project than I anticipated. I've already done 5 parts, so this will be the 6th part. Last time we talked about Bishop John Carroll, and we'd already covered Charles Carroll. We covered his son. We've covered pretty much the whole book up to this point on the leaders of this whole movement, including George Calvert. The aspect of the Jesuit Baltimore controversy. The ongoing squabble between the Puritans and the Jesuits. And we even discussed James Wilson a little bit and Leonard Calvert. We talked about Carroll family's tremendous influence over George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and others, Madison. But today we're talking about we're going to get a little bit more into Daniel Carroll, and you know what he was all about. Well, Charles Carroll had been elected to the delegate to the Constitutional Convention. And then we saw that he did not attend the Constitutional Convention, but his influence was felt very strongly, you know. And then we see that he was the one who, one of the few writers on American constitutional history, recognized the wealth of James Wilson, and that was Francis Newton Thorpe, who said of James Wilson that of all the men chosen to make the national constitution, he was the only one who understood and advocated the national idea. Advocated since the Civil War, his place in the evolution of American democracy has been slightly recognized. Okay. Well, James Wilson was really promoted also by George Washington, and he was unsurpassed by any member of the Constitutional Convention. And I think that Charles Carroll had a big impact and influence over James Wilson as well. Well, the older brother of Bishop John Carroll was Daniel Carroll. And he also sat in the Constitutional Convention as a delegate, from his own state. Little, Well, his cousins elected him. Charles Carroll elected him. And Daniel Carroll was a native of Maryland. And he received his primary education at the Bohemia Manor School. He was sent to St. Omer's, where he pursued 6 years' course. So he had all the Jesuit training that these others did. And he at one time was the president of the Maryland Congress. And Daniel Carroll has pretty much not been pushed out there because they want to keep this under wraps. They don't want people to see how much influence Carroll's had over Constitutional Convention. And and so finally we see that James Wilson and Daniel Carroll were in the same boat, as well as James Madison, Hamilton, and Morris. Okay. And anyway, this whole thing about democracy and the majority ruling, you know, if you have a majority and they're majority or teaching and believing something false, why would you depend on the majority? The majority is always in the wrong. Okay? The majority is always in the wrong. So Daniel Carroll and James Wilson were bosom buddies. They were in total harmony in terms of what they were promoting. And of course, they were, you know, Daniel Carroll was a promoter of Thomas Aquinas, but he was a Catholic. Okay? And there was a lot written during that time about the goings-on of the Constitutional Convention and the Congress and so on. And then, of course, Thomas Jefferson opposed the ratification of the Constitution because it had not adopted a full Bill of Rights yet. Okay. And, you know, the First Amendment of the Constitution: the legislature of the United States shall pass no law on the subject of religion. Well, we know that has gone full circle today when you have the Pope addressing the Congress of the United States and people slobbering on the slipper of Pope Francis. And they can talk about equal rights and natural law and common law and justice for all and all that. But okay, this is going to be the last section on the Ark and the Dove. I've already done 5 sections, and it's just taken up way too much time. There's so much material in this book. It's over 400 pages, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about We've talked about Charles Carroll and his brother. I mean, yeah, his brother John. I'm sorry, his son Charles, and we also talked about his cousin John, Bishop Carroll, and now we're going to talk about John's brother Daniel Carroll. Daniel Carroll was bosom buddies with James Wilson, and they helped draft many of the amendments in the Continental Congress and the promoting of the Constitution and the first amendment, of course. And of course, the First Amendment was a joke because it says that the legislature of the United States shall pass no laws, you know, making, requiring the certain religions. And of course, the Catholics have already proved that they believe totally in objection to that, because if you look at their history, they actually tortured and maimed and killed millions of people for not subscribing to the Catholic religion. It's called the Great Inquisition. Daniel Carroll received similar education as the other Carrolls, Jesuit instructed again. And so you tell the people what they want to hear, and then you set about to do what you want to do otherwise. That's Jesuitism in a nutshell. You know, Charles Carroll said when he signed the Declaration of Independence that he had in view not only our independence from England, but the toleration of all sects professing the Christian religion and communicating to them all equal rights. Okay. You can say you had that in view. What you really had in view was the Roman Catholic Church. Like Walt Stickel has often said, who benefited the most? Who benefited the most? So, Dan Carroll was very educated. He also studied at St. Omer's, and you know, he he liked to use the word people in his amendment instead of just speaking in about the amendment. He always liked to put people in there. Okay, in other words, the common good, for the common good, you know. And the people is the one that transfers power to the king, according to Daniel. Let me tell you who gives power to a king. That's Jesus Christ and Him alone. He's the one that raises up kings and brings down kings. They also discuss in the Ark and the Dove the 10th Amendment. I'm not going to get into a long discussion about the 10th Commandment. But these people held Jesuitical premises based on all their years of education in Jesuit law schools. You know, just like the person who drafted the Magna Carta had the same, even though, you know, just because a person went to Oxford did not mean that they were not, did not have influence over Jesuits over them. Okay. Jesuits had slipped into Oxford as well. Well, in conclusion with this book, James Wilson, the buddy of Daniel Carroll, was to later become the Supreme Court Justice of the United States. and look at the Supreme Court today, we've got, I think, 9 Supreme Court justices that are Roman Catholic. All Jesuit trained. So nothing's changed a lot in the course of our history of the United States as regards to the Jesuit influence. And I'll even read what it says right here in this book to prove my point. A studied analysis of the antecedents of the Maryland liberties, which are to a great extent synonymous with American liberties, give results somewhat upsetting to many preconceived and prevalent notions. Such an analysis will reveal a thread of influence that goes back, far back of the Protestant Reformation, back of the Magna Carta, to the cloisters of the Middle Ages, and to the ancient schoolmen whose systems of social and political philosophy found reinterpretation by Jesuit scholars in the day of the Renaissance and later when English monarchs invoked the doctrine of divine rights of kings. This same thread of influence is discernible in the Baltimore policies of government and may be traced down through the dark days following the Revolution of 1688 to the very doors of the Constitutional Convention and the First Congress of the United States. I didn't know this was in this book. I've been saying this for years regarding the Magna Carta, that, you know, it had Jesuitical influence, and it went further back than that. And people would never listen to me. Now I have a witness of what I said was correct. So I'm going to stop there for the day. And if you get a chance, you might want to purchase that Ark and the Dove if you really want to do an in-depth study. God bless.